Very glad to call your attention to Psalm 23. Each month we take some time to just meditate on a psalm that we're going to be singing through the month. And our psalm of the month will be Psalm 23. It's actually a very familiar psalm. It's familiar not only to us, but familiar, I think, around the world as the psalm of the Good Shepherd. Listen as I read it, then I'll have a few words to say about it. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. These are perhaps the most familiar lines from the book of Psalms, and for good reason. The psalm communicates a hope and a protection that comes from a personal God who has acted to save us. For this purpose, and for the purpose of this brief meditation, I'd like to highlight just five brief aspects of the Lord as our shepherd. The first one I'm going to spend the most time on, because while it may be the most familiar, there's something surprising about it. The first thing I want you to recognize is that David uses a familiar metaphor to help us learn something about God. He uses something from his own life, that of a shepherd. While David was growing up, he was a shepherd himself. He watched over the flock that his family had. And at the same time, all throughout Scripture, there's this use of the metaphor of God being a shepherd. That would have been a very common and very understandable metaphor for the people living in David's day, because they were surrounded with sheep. Well, it's a less familiar metaphor for us, and one that these other points are going to help us to understand some things about a shepherd. But the surprising thing about this metaphor is that David has in mind not only the metaphor of a shepherd, but also the metaphor of a king. This psalm appears right in the context, in the flow of the psalms, of five psalms that are all about the king. You can go back and begin with Psalm 20, and it reaches to the next one, Psalm 24. And there's this consistent theme of the king that serves God's people. And David brings these two together and does so again because it would have been a common metaphor, the idea of the king also being a shepherd. In fact, you can read in the Old Testament that God said to David when he became king, "You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over them." So the idea of a shepherd king is one that I want you to meditate on throughout this month. Think not only of the idea of God being a shepherd and how there's a tenderness and a watchfulness that communicates, but think as well as the fact that our Lord is a shepherd king, and that guarding and that care is given a royal authority. The second thing that I want you to notice is that Jesus is our shepherd king. Psalm 23 refers to the Lord as our shepherd. But here we should remember that the Bible teaches that the Lord our God exists always in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That means it's right to read and to sing this psalm thinking of all three persons of the Trinity. But then, in the New Testament, when Jesus takes this title to himself, You should think especially of the fact that the Lord is Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ is our shepherd king. Third, God cares for his people like a shepherd cares for his sheep. David mentions physical provision like food and water, but he also mentions spiritual provisions too. He says that God restores our soul, that he revives us, that he leads us in paths of righteousness. Jesus says very similar things about the care that he gives. He says that he knows his sheep, that he calls us by name, that we follow him. He leads us in and out so that we find green pasture. And this is the role of a shepherd king. He's not somehow aloof and separated from us. He's not some mighty being that no one can approach. Instead, he is attentive to the needs of his people. He cares and he provides and he leads both physically and spiritually. Fourth, God protects his people like a shepherd protects his sheep. David had to do that. He had to guard his little lambs from lions and bears. And in a similar way, God defends us physically and spiritually. You see, God does sometimes lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. But we don't need to be afraid because he is with us in every step that we go. David demonstrated this by using the instruments of a shepherd, that there is a rod and a staff. And as I don't know much about shepherding, I looked this up, and it describes two different tools that a shepherd would use. One of them, the Irish would call a shillelagh, I think. It was the knobbed stick. There was a weapon that you would use to fend off the wild animals. The other is maybe the more familiar one, where there is a longer staff that has a crook on the end, and that might be used to redirect a sheep or to rescue one that needed to be rescued. Think of Jesus as our shepherd king who protects us and guides us and rescues us. He uses his rod and his staff to do so. And finally, the psalm says that we will live with God forever. Not only does God shepherd us when things are good, but also when we are surrounded by enemies. Even there, God will not abandon us. He says that he will anoint us with blessings so that your cup overflows. That's another word picture to describe just how much blessing the Lord gives. It's as if your cup was being filled and was filled so that it filled all the way over the top. And in the end, you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So too, Jesus, our shepherd king, does not run when thieves attack. Instead, he went before us to prepare a place for us where he is in heaven so that we might be with him too. So throughout this month, as we sing this psalm, meditate not only on the idea of God being our shepherd, but think of him as our shepherd king. We will be singing this psalm throughout the month. We'll use selection A. I'd encourage you to turn there now. Psalm 23, selection A, and I invite you to please stand to sing.